Oh, if the early settlers came in, what was one of the first things they did after they staked their land? Then they'd file it, and then they'd do what? Or I should say, then they did what?
When they staked their land, then they filed their claim.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
what would they do to get ready to farm then?
They'd homestead.
Yeah? And this, before they could put in a crop, what would they have to do?
They'd have to clear the land.
Mm-hmm. And what did this amount to?
Oh, removing stumps, major rock, large rocks, anything that might prevent them plowing it.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about trees and things like that?
Well, they'd probably saw them down, pull the stumps, mm-hmm. stump it.
What would be smaller than a tree that they'd have to get out of there?
Brush, underbrush.
Now, what would underbrush be?
Oh, just wild, small growth. Blackjack, scrub oak, this sort of thing.
Would you call these trees?
Well, depending on their size. I don't know where you divide them, but I generally think of, say, 4 feet, 5 feet, something like this, larger. Getting up into the tree class. Uh-huh.
What would you call a large spreading growth that isn't a tree?
Thicket.
Thicket? Anything else? Bush or shrub?
Shrub. Undergrowth. Undergrowth, of course, probably a much broader term.
Mm-hmm.
Undergrowth, I guess, technically is stuff grows in under the trees and things like this.
Mm-hmm.
More or less in the term of mm-hmm. weeds. And
then if you got all this up, what would he do?
What's the next step?
Mm-hmm.
He'd probably plow the mm-hmm. land.
And what would you call that thing down in the bottom? The soil was turned up and down in the bottom there's a groove. What's that called?
The thing of the furrow.
Mm-hmm. And after he's got it plowed, then what would he do?
Plant.
Well, would he do anything to break the clod?
Oh, a disc it or harrow it.
Mm-hmm. Then he'd plant?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And when it was all done, he'd harvest what?
His crop.
Mm-hmm. If a fellow raised alfalfa, how many times could he harvest this?
And I'm not
sure. One of these technical ones. I was just wondering if there's any term that you'd use for that alfalfa that you get after you've already cut it once.
Oh, now, I don't know whether this applies to alfalfa or other forms of crop. You're speaking here of bumper crop?
Mm-hmm. Or second cutting.
Yeah.
Parts of Pennsylvania, that's called rowing. Or aftermath.
I've heard the term rowing used.
Is that right?
Yeah. I don't know just where,
uh-huh.
but I have heard the term.
In Grant, down below Hugo, some of the people down there said we had a funny term for cotton. After it was all picked, there were always a few green bolls that couldn't be picked in a regular picking.
Mm-hmm.
So we go through after everything was picked when these bowls had ripened. That was called the doctor's crop. Because that would pay the doctor bills for the year.
Never heard of that one.
If wheat was harvested, was it ever pulled up in little pile-like things?
Yeah, you're talking of shots are generally tied.